Let us pray right now. Lord, we thank you for the evidence of your goodness all over our life. And God, we appreciate all that you do to remind us where we are, who we are, and how we are in your presence. We thank you and we give you all the glory, all the praise. And it's with great gratitude we pray, thanking you for how you remind us who we are to you. And right now we thank you for the gift that Christ gave us, which is our oneness in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. For it is in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Happy Sunday, everybody. I'm going right into my scripture, and I'm reading John 17 for our general scripture for the month, which is John 17, 24. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. And today our focus scripture comes from, here's one that's very familiar, and I think that everybody will appreciate, Philippians chapter 4. The whole of Philippians is amazing, but we're going with verse 8. Finally, my brethren and sistering, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report. Somebody scream good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And our thought for today, what did Jesus pray? But not only that, we are maintaining Christ's glory. Maintaining Christ's glory. Thank you, brother. Oh, God. And we maintain God's glory, Christ's glory, because part two, we are spiritual beings who are what? We are spiritual beings who are one with the Trinity, having a human experience. And this is week two. So how are we maintaining God's glory? We've been talking about it's been given to us as a gift. We've been we have to obtain it. Last week we talked about just receiving it. We have been on this glory and being in relationship with Christ and being one with him. Y'all, 6 weeks now. So how are we going to maintain it? We maintain Christ's glory first and foremost by our scripture. We think on these things. And one of the ways we can do it, I'm just going to pick out one, is we have the swag. I heard this song, this phrase, from the younger generation. I do not know the context, and God, if I'm wrong for saying it, please forgive me, but unlock the swag, unlock. Y'all heard that? Unlock the swag, the swag unlock. So what does unlocking the swag mean for us in our context? The swag is someone who adores God. Do y'all adore God this morning? Or y'all people who adore the Father? Say unlock the swag if you love him. That means we are unlocking the love. We are unlocking that thing that only God can give us. But not only that, y'all, we are going into the place of the more deep. And I'm going to jump ahead and just say we are in a place of expansion and excursion. And the excursion and the expansion is how we maintain Christ's glory. Basic. How do you do it? Think on these things. The true and the honest, the just and the pure, the lovely and of good report. But not only that, look at somebody and say, when was the last time you heard something virtuous? When was the last time you heard something virtuous? When was the last time you heard something praiseworthy? That's what this is about for us. And in order for us to maintain and keep our minds on these things, this is how we have to do it. We're going to have this one down pat real good, too. When we remember the 5 E's of the Spirit. It's kind of like a car. How do you maintain your car? Gas, oil, water, tune-up. Did we say tires? Go ahead and ride on them Maypops. Maypops. Your tires are so bald. They may pop at any time. Y'all remember May Pops, those little things that used to grow and you pop open the apes? We would eat the insides of them. Were they poisonous, Jesus? Y'all remember May Pops? Am I that country? Come on, y'all. Okay, I was just wondering, you know. But so I just imagine the first time somebody said that about my tires, all I saw was a great big tire-sized May Pop, and I'm like, oh, my God. Well, let's renew that thought. Let's think on something else. But we have to maintain. We have to maintain. And the way we maintain our cars, so we do cars in the different ways. How do we maintain our marriages, our personal relationships? How do we maintain our friendships? The saint, honey, how do we maintain whatever it is we maintain? Okay, I don't believe in starving, and I do like candy, and chocolate has always been a personal friend of mine. But how do we maintain those things? And that's the question that we have to keep in mind now. How are we maintaining God's glory? And one of my favorite lines, may as well call me a Yodaite. I'm a Yodan. We have to unlearn what we have learned. Watch this expansion. So that we may relearn God's truth for us. Please repeat after me. We have to unlearn what we have learned so that we may relearn God's truth for us. Maintaining means from unlearning to learning to relearning. And y'all, we are on, again, a fantastic journey this morning with this topic with John 17. To maintain Christ's glory, it requires that we know that to unlearn what we have learned is the most necessary kind of learning. Look at somebody, say, it's the most necessary kind of learning. It's necessary. Think about it. I used to think that if I 8 after 7 o'clock, you know, some kind of way that, you know, all kind of horrible things would happen to me and then whatever. I had to unlearn that. Say grace over the food and eat it, and the body gonna do what it's gonna do. I'm not saying being reckless or anything like that, but really, it wasn't until I started eating at 3 in the morning that I got this little belly. But the joke that I'm saying is we have to unlearn some things that we learn, whether it's about relationship, whether it's about our careers, whether it's about our families. There are just flat out some things that we have to unlearn. It's not beneficial. I'm beginning to learn. It's more of what I think about what I'm doing that impacts the outcome of what I've done. We have to unlearn what we have learned. We have to learn, unlearn, and relearn, because unlearning is the most necessary. So we're already talking about excursion and expansion. We've been on this journey. I'm going to check in with y'all again. How are y'all doing with experiencing being one with Christ? Is it still trickier? Is it getting better? In the beginning, I told y'all it was a little tough, right? You know, because I'm used to being, I'm so unworthy, Lord. Oh, that's commission. I went to church this time. So accustomed to, that's not good enough. That's not right. Why you do that? The sense of, you're at best. Ooh, it just make me have the chills. At best, your best is filthy rags. Unlearning some of these things that kept me separated. Ooh, it took the longest time for me to realize I was a child of the Most High God, who happened to be a sinner saved by grace. I thought I was just a sinner saved by grace. No, I could be a cow saved by grace. Is a cow a child of God? I could be our buffalo extinct, something. I'm just thinking of animals. I could be a stegosaurus saved by grace. I could be a gnat, an amoeba, a parasite, some kind of microbe. But what did Jesus say about us? We are children of the Most High God. First, see, we have to get the order right. Look at somebody and say, you got to get the order right. Oh, unlearning that, it still make me feel funny on the inside. Real funny, because you're a wretch undone. Amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. We were created in the image of the Most High God, and is God a wretch? I'm getting ahead of myself. So everybody screaming, I mean holler like y'all was at the Clemson game last night. Did they win? Praise him. Scream it. What's true of God is true of me. Did they fumble? I said, scream it like I was at the Clemson game last night. I wouldn't have been able to hear y'all from the stand to the goal line or whatever that spot is in the middle of the 50-yard line, Katie. Are you that detached from the sport? Now, I'm serious. Say it. What's true of God is true of me. Come on, what's true of God is true of me. Thank you. Say it one more time. What's true of God is true of me. And in my head, I hear a broken dun 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 dun. Because what's true of God is true of us. Oh, if we can get down with a tag of rag whenever they score, what bigger score for us than this? Come on. God has diabetes? What kind of malarkey is that? God has high blood pressure? Huh? Cholesterol? Brokenheartedness? Unworthiness? Weakness? Oh, God just can't make a good decision, can he? But he made us. What do we need to unlearn? Not so we can be better than other people, but so that we can live into a word that has been foreign to me. I've been trying to get to heaven. I've been running, trying to make 100, because 99 and a half. What? Say it one more time. If 99 and a half just won't do, they keep saying stuff that's right. You're right, 99 and a half won't do. All I got to do is receive the oneness. Okay. Look at somebody and say, all I got to do is accept the oneness. So you take your 99, because you're right, it won't do. According to John 17, it's about one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Do y'all remember when we started saying just 1%? Okay, I hadn't said it in a while. I've been working with the oneness. But did y'all say just 1%? Do y'all remember saying just 1%? Just 1%, Jesus. Just 1% more spiritual, because 99 was too much. Holy Spirit said just 1%. Why? Because Jesus prayed that we would be one. Y'all see how they're hooking us all back up and all of the things that they've been teaching us. And now, well, it makes sense to me. 1% is all we need. Because all we need to remember is we won. And accepting our oneness is accepting our new identities in Christ. Which means what? I don't know, y'all, and I understand. I have my moments, too. But dealing with embracing this oneness is for real, for real. I've experienced the separateness. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Like to drove me, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and everybody who got too close to me crazy trying to figure out where it was. I'm just telling y'all about my journey. And so this morning, I gave y'all some more sheets because I like to take notes. So I wanted to give you guys something to take notes to. But how do we maintain? And for me, I have to do something. So your handout this morning has ways for us to maintain. Lord Jesus, when the time comes, I'm going to have to be able to do whatever is necessary to remain, to maintain the commitment that will maintain a marriage. There's a lot of maintenance that goes into what, if I'm going to maintain being a good employee, I have to make sure that I do those things which makes me an employee worth maintaining. There are things that we have to do to maintain. And most of it is mental. But the main thing is we have to think on these things. I've been working with that one this week. How do you keep just one good thought when things just keep getting weird around you? How do you think on whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is of good report? How do you do that? Paul said, pray without ceasing. That's one way to do it. And I think if we think on those things, those things that are a virtue of good report, that is a form of praying without ceasing. Morning, noon, and night. Think about Jesus. Think about his scriptures. We have power scriptures, and we have scriptures that can give us that word. Just so when we get ready to go down there, it's like a caution light. And it says, think on this thing, these things. It'll be a word. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There are things, there are words that we just, I like what David says, hide the word, hide it in my heart that I may not sin against you. And I'm beginning to learn that sin simply means missing the mark and making a mistake. Making a bad choice is not necessarily a sin, y'all. Sometimes it's the best we could do with what we had. See what I'm saying? We put a lot of pressure, and sometimes the world and the church and our families and everybody else put pressures on us that we just can't live into. And then because of what we're going through, what we've been taught, we take on a burden, a cloak, a mantle that just is not for us as children of the Most High God. So in order for us to maintain the glory that Christ gave to us, not only do we have to remember what Christ did pray, but what did Jesus think? What did Jesus see? What did Jesus say? What did Jesus do? And these are ways that we can maintain this oneness. And the main thing is, I think that it's really, really, really important for us, considering where we live and all the things that go on around us. We have to accept our worthiness and our new identity in Christ Jesus. I love that song by Commission. It still moves me, but I cannot sing anymore. I'm so unworthy, Lord. Not when Jesus said, I gave you. How are you going to be unworthy and I gave you my glory? How are you going to be anything other than amazing, super, wonderful, incredible, and I shed my blood for you? How do we unlearn saying, I'm sick? How do we unlearn these identities, these, what would you call them? Identities, personalities, ways of being, beliefs. Thank you, Holy Spirit. These beliefs that are counter to just right here, John 17. How can we truly behold God's glory through Christ Jesus with tainted eyes that can't see who they keep telling us we are? We are in expansion and excursion. And the more we expand, the more we grow, we really do have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This is 2022, and I'm not good enough, just won't do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Repeat after y'all see it. Come on, holler it back. This is 2022, and no longer do I say I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm not good enough, just won't do. I'll try again. This is 2022. No longer not good enough. Just won't do. Just won't do. It just won't do. We are one, whether we're able to function in it or not. Please stand on your feet with me this morning. What are some ways that we can be more aware and bring that oneness with Christ into our life. Just think of some things, maybe three things. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop saying I'm not good enough, because that just won't do. I'm unworthy. Just won't do. I'm sick. Just won't do. I'm old. Just won't do. I can't. Just won't do. And in some things, I won't. Maybe it's a time that we learn to say, I won't and I can't. I can't do that because I'm beginning to understand who I am in Christ Jesus. I can no longer allow you to abuse me. I can no longer allow you to talk to me like you have no brain. I can no longer allow you to treat me like it's something wrong with me. I can no longer not believe in myself and the power of God that works in me. There are just some things we can no longer afford to do because of why? The glory of God that has been given us through Christ Jesus. How do we live into it? How do we? By accepting our oneness and accepting our new identities in Christ and maintaining it. Maintaining it. We have to maintain it, whatever it is. And actually, we don't have to maintain it. All we have to do is just keep the steady remembrance going. Never heard of this, Jesus. Never thought about it like this, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, this is strange to me, Jesus. Oh, Lord, Jesus, they didn't teach us that in Bible study, Jesus. Oh, we, Jesus, they're going to think I'm crazy. Oh, we. Jesus, we are one with you. And unworthy just won't do. Here we go. We are one with you. And being unworthy just won't do. Oh, let us pray this morning. Loving, gracious, merciful God, who says that we are created in your image. Then you manifested yourself as your son, Lord Jesus Christ, and he made the bold move, the touchdown, and spiked the ball and said, "There, my glory that you gave me, I'm giving to these people who are convinced they are unworthy, undeserving, weak." Lord, help us to know that your glory opens our eyes to the truth. That through you, we maintain, even though our human minds are trying to make us think that we are just not good enough for your gift. And Lord, as our eyes are open, as our ears, those who have an ear, let them hear. Those who have eyes, let us see. Those who have tongues, let us speak. Those who have hearts, let them beat. And Lord, our minds that are being transformed and renewed and transcending and ascending, that, oh, Jesus, let our minds be malleable clay in your hands. You're the potter. Do what you want to do. Help us to believe in our worth in you. Help us to believe that it does get better, it can get better. But help us more than anything else to remember. You said we're one with you. So what does it look like? You said you wanted us to be with you where you are. Help us to know that we can't be with you where we are, where you are, and continue to see ourselves the way we have been taught to see ourselves. Strengthen us for your goodness. You've already gave us your glory. Strengthen us. If we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, strengthen us to believe in this prayer that you prayed for us. Strengthen us to see the necessary truth in learning something different about who you say we are. Not our families, not our pasts, not our future, not even parts of our future, but who you say we are. Your glory and your anointing are powerful things. Let us see what you have given us. Teach us how to drive this fancy new automobile called One with You. Help us, Father, to keep it up. Help us to think on these things that only you can bring, that only you can give, that your blood has been shed, you've suffered, you've died, you hung, and then you busted a massive move and you got up so that this word would be real, true, sustainable, and nourishing to us even when we don't believe in it. It just seems too hard and strange. Lord, we thank you that you ascended on high. And you have invited us to be elevated and expanded on this excursion that you call a loving relationship with you, the Father, you, the Son, and you, the Holy Spirit. We thank you. And so as we leave this place, Father, we thank you for your glory that you gave us. We thank you for the ability to embrace it. We thank you that day by day by day, you give us examples and prompts and little synchronicities to remind us, think a little different. You're one. And we thank you for it. And so as we leave this place and we receive this benediction, we know that it is because of Christ's gift of his glory to us. We focus our thoughts on all that is true, all that is holy, all that is just, all that is pure, all that is lovely, all that is worthy of praise and of a good report. It's Christ's glory who truly opens the eyes of our spirit as we go forth, confidently maintaining our oneship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And God, who is one and who is all in with us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.